Welcome to Game 6, the Raptors podcast hosted by Gage and Anthony. The Toronto Raptors, don't even make the play-in, might be the Toronto team people are least disappointed with.
Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough. Whenever the lottery is, that'll be an exciting day.
Yeah.
But like kind of exciting.
Right.
Honestly, like it's like the
Well, or if
outcome.
we lose our pick, it's like so depressing.
Yeah, like at least we don't got to give it up in a better draft year next year
True.
is the silver lining way to look at it. Like even if we keep like if we got the first overall pick, obviously it'd be sick, but it'd be kind of like bittersweet because it's like, oh, this is the draft that we get the first overall.
Right.
Like we're gonna talk about some of these guys soon, but like you look at like, recent first overall picks like Ant Edwards and Paolo and like Victor Wembanyama, like those guys have been pretty good this year.
Yeah, they've all been really good this year. Yeah, and then next year is the one you want. So I guess that is the silver lining. If we lose our pick this year, we're guaranteed to keep it next year. And then that's Cooper Flagg year.
Yep.
That
So yeah, 2025 draft. That's what you guys gotta be ready for.
2027 championship
Yeah,
parade.
twenty. Well,
That
it's the 10-year plan. It's the 10-year plan. 5 years tanking, five years of being all right, and then we take again after that.
Well, first round happened.
First round very much happened. Some of the series were really, really good.
Yeah.
And some of the series I didn't watch at all. Like,
Yeah,
yeah,
Boston.
Boston, Miami, I hardly watched.
Same.
I like most people, I think I knew what was about to go down going into that series. It was fun that Miami won a game. Like, I guess we'll start there. Get it out of the way. I think this series taught me absolutely nothing about anything. I learned nothing from any grazing. The one biggest takeaway is that Derek White was really freaking good.
Right.
He had himself a series. He was very impressive for that team. And then other than that, like Miami was fine. Like some of the role players had some flashes where they looked good. It was cool that they won one game.
Yep, Tyler Herro, did a huge game.
Yeah, also I just don't see how, I mean, obviously it's weird because like the last couple years he's been a big deal, but I just don't see how Jimmy would sway that series.
Right.
Like
No, he wouldn't.
I feel like that's probably not happening.
I think they might trade Jimmy Butler soon. Or not re or his contract's up actually. I think he was looking for something like there's talks of him not re-signing with the Heat because he wants a 112 over 2 years. And like they traded Dwayne or they didn't re-sign Dwayne Wade. So like it's all on the table for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't put it past them to completely rebuild on this, and I wouldn't blame them as an organization either. And I think they can look back on this era as, I mean, relatively as successful as you can be without winning a championship, which I guess is just defined by what they did, which is making the finals and not winning a championship. But yeah, like for the players that they had, like I feel
Yeah.
like this era was very successful for them. I don't want to make this a Heat eulogy, but like I just don't see how it gets better than it was last year.
Especially now that they don't have Kyle Lowry.
Facts.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been fantastic. I think the Jimmy Butler free agency is like maybe in the top 10 free agent signings, like impacting a franchise. But not quite as good as Jalen Brunson's free.
Yeah, man. Jalen Brunson was very, very good. Very good in that first round series. The last three games especially, he was
Yeah,
just on
exactly. He started off
fire.
low-key not that good.
Yeah.
But they were winning, which was annoying. Like those first two games.
Yeah, Philly's another team where like I guess they got all the cap space this summer, but I don't
And they have the Maxi of it. Like Maxi's better than like Bam, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if you can win with Joel Embiid in the same way that you could with Jimmy Butler.
True.
Like, is he ever going to be fully healthy going into a
Right.
playoff run? Like, ever in a billion
Well, also
years?
you talked about that the knee that he got the specific surgery to come back earlier, which is going to hinder him later on.
Yeah, and even in this series, he was like hobbled.
I know.
I was very surprised.
Especially at the end of the games, like he just wasn't attacking. Like he was like doing a million handoffs, which was so annoying to watch because I want Philly to win. Jalen Brunson also absolute free throw merchant, literally shot more free throws than Joel Embiid. However, if you take all the first round players and you say who scored the most points without free throws, he's actually second. So
Honestly, like brand of basketball wise, it wasn't a super fun series to watch. It was
But it
like,
was so close. Like
yeah, it was
every
really
game was
close.
wonderful. New York outscored Philly in the series by 1 point. One more point than Philadelphia scored in total.
Yeah, I mean, I have the stats here. Obviously, my New York player of this series is Jalen Brunson. He had 36, 5, and 9 on 43, 30, 78.
Did you look at Hartenstein?
No. And I had Tyrese Maxey as my player of the series for Philadelphia, 35 and 7. I get the,
Oh
on
my
48, 40,
God.
89. I get the on-off numbers with Embiid. Like, those are
Yeah.
really good. But just eye test, it doesn't look at as
Well,
good. Like, I get he had
also
some banger
Maxey, like,
games.
is the only reason that went to six. Like, that
Yeah.
game five, like, 7 points in 20 seconds or whatever, is insanity. And, like, the shots that it was, too, like, an and one, and then, like, a, like, Dame range three is, like, so sick.
Yeah, I mean, like he's, yeah, Tyrese Maxey looks really fucking good. That's the one, as you said earlier, that's the silver lining
Yeah.
if you're that team. Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time believing that Philly's gonna be that good in the future, but we'll see. We will see. I just think like, I don't know. I don't know. Like.
Didn't know you how good OG was. That was pissing me off. I was like, why did you not hit those shots in Toronto? Like
He
these like
was,
middies and stuff.
yeah, he was okay in this series. Like he hit some tough shots, but he also like took a lot of tough shots, you know.
Yeah.
That's
He
kind of new.
booked off, which was so weird.
I know. He had a couple like layups too that were like not that contested that
Yeah.
he would blow, and then he would hit some weird like mid-range hand in
Fade
his face
away.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, as you said earlier, Hartenstein had a really good series.
Josh Hart, so annoying. He's like the Dennis Rodman of our generation. Doesn't score, but like gets every rebound somehow.
And he had that one huge three. I forget what game it
Yeah,
was
actually,
that
you're right. That's the closer.
oh, was it the closer?
That's game
Okay,
six.
yeah. Yeah, he had that
Actually,
three.
yeah, you know, he no, sorry, he shot really well this series. Yeah, I should take back the Dennis Rodman take because yeah, Philly was just leaving him wide open. I think he like literally like made more threes than he like averaged in like a month or so, or like two, like a huge span. Like he does not shoot like that in the regular season, but this series he's feeling it.
Bum of the series goes to Buddy Hield, or Tobias
Oh,
Harris.
like
But I would give it to Buddy
it
Hield.
depends. The game six that they flipped, like
Yeah,
Buddy's
for sure.
awesome in game six, and
Yeah.
Tobias had 0 points.
Yeah, facts.
But
Buddy
Buddy
Hield was
literally
averaging
was
like, yeah, he was
DMP.
averaging one a game or something like that going
Yeah.
into the last game.
Yeah, he was like 1 for 7 on his threes, and then Sonic Nurse stopped playing him.
Yeah.
But that was
Yeah.
also his first playoffs, right?
Yep. Do you think
So,
he comes back?
like, I think they need him or someone like him. If they can get another like elite shooter,
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what they do this summer.
yeah, they have so many op. They have so much option. Like even with re-signing Maxey, I think they have 50 million, so they can re-sign Maxey and get another like legit like player, max contract player.
How do you feel about DeMar DeRozan? Because if it's not
Not
Paul George, then DeMar DeRozan's the best. Unless
good.
Tobias Harris, or if Miles Bridges
No.
doesn't go back to Charlotte, which I bet he will, or it's Klay Thompson.
What about Jimmy Butler?
He's not a free agent. They would have to trade for him.
Oh, okay.
LeBron James is the big one.
Oh, right, of course. That would be crazy.
That
Oh
would be
my God. If they
crazy.
got LeBron, oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
No, we talked about it actually, yeah. You were saying LeBron literally, like, in a year could be the third best player on that team.
Yeah, for sure. And like, yeah, I could very much see him going there and playing there. I think he would stay in LA. I would still put money
Yeah.
on him staying in LA, but I could see him going to Philly. I've heard smoke that Bronny might be going to play in Philadelphia, some college like
Oh,
Villanova or
I see.
something. And so that's the reason a lot of people think
LeBron might go to the Sixers.
might be over there.
Oh man, if JJ becomes the coach of the Lakers, it's like the stupidest thing ever. And if LeBron resigns, like the coach and one of the players on the podcast, like what the fuck is that?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Like, I have no estimation on how good of a coach JJ would be going at. But
Yeah.
if I'm the Lakers, I with that kind of like vet team, I do not want a rookie
Another
coach.
rookie coach, yeah.
Yeah, I would go for something a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, the booed.
Yeah, or like Kenny Atkinson, like at least somebody who's coached in the NBA
Is Mike,
before.
what's happened to Mike D'Antoni? Why isn't he getting brought up anymore?
I
Is
feel
he
like
just not good?
you spend enough years not like coaching teams and then I don't know.
Right.
I heard somebody at one point be like, he should just go to Charlotte and like do
That
with
would be
LaMelo what
awesome.
he did with Steve Nash and
Yeah,
James
they'd actually,
Harden.
that'd be sick. I like that.
Yeah,
That
like that
person's
left
cooking.
it.
But yeah, good job, Knicks. Fuck the fans.
You want to talk Indiana versus Milwaukee?
Sure. Another series I didn't watch too much of.
I watch actually a lot of that
Really?
series.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably watch more of that than I watched of New York and Philly, just like
Oh, wow. Okay.
timing wise. I
Damn.
feel like New York and Philly had a
Oh,
couple
they were always
games.
under the Leaf games. That's
Yeah,
why.
they overlapped with the Leafs a lot, which sucked. But Indiana, Milwaukee, Pascal was great the first couple games, which is good to see. Halliburton was like not that good in the series in
Right.
general, had a couple games where he was really good and had obviously the clutch shot. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think Indiana has a much better chance of beating New York than Cleveland does of beating Boston.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like Indiana winning that series, like they could make the conference finals. It's like
Well,
within.
I feel like New York is a much better team than Indiana, but I feel like Indiana does have the one trick of that they are really deep, and New York's bench is actually like kind of bad. Like
Yeah.
there was a like in one of the Philly games when Philly got up to a huge start early and they almost blew it by like letting them come back. I think they ended up winning that game though. Like by halftime, New York's bench had literally had 0 points or something, and like
Yeah.
it, like they weren't that good in general. So that's like the only way I can see it. But like Jalen Brunson is just so much better
Yeah.
than Halliburton and Pascal, at least right now.
I think he like the thing with Brunson though is like the efficiency is not
No,
that
he's kind of a ball hog, but he gets it done.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, if you're a Knicks fan, you're happy with that. I haven't
Yeah.
heard Knicks fans complain about him being a ball hog,
Also,
so.
like their teams get extra possessions, so they can afford to like let him soak some of those.
And then as for Milwaukee,
Yeah, I
yikes.
mean, what can you say though? No Giannis, pretty much no Dame. Like he was injured
Yeah, I
this whole
mean,
time.
like, and the scary thing with Giannis, right, is that's 3 out of the last 4 years that he's missed time games due to injury in the playoffs.
Right.
And
One of
like,
those series, he does win a championship.
yeah, for
But
sure. For sure. But like, they don't have a good enough team. Clearly they don't have a good
yeah.
enough team around him that he can miss games.
Right.
So like whatever that is, he's got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, he used to be indestructible, and now
He's
he's
very
showing his
destructible.
mortality. Yeah, he's
Yeah.
indestructible.
And the thing is like like Dame looked great when he played.
Yeah.
He was hurting the series a bit too. And Middleton looked amazing when like when he was basically they were like, "Hey, Chris, you
Do
able
something.
is your multiple time surgically repaired knee good enough to like get us a win or two?" And he was like, "Yeah, me and Bobby got you for one game," which was nice. But like Middleton's gonna be worse next year, and Lopez is gonna be worse next year, and like Giannis needs to be healthy in the playoffs for them to
Right.
do anything.
Dave's getting old.
Yeah, Dame's getting old. He was already like. I mean, he looked great in the playoffs, so I wouldn't say he was worse this year.
He
Because
always
like
does.
when the chips were down, he looked fine. He looked like Dame Lillard. But
I mean, but
yeah,
he was scoring a lot. But I don't know. He was hurt. I feel like you could tell.
think
He was
I'm.
a decoy a lot in the Middleton game. I feel like.
Yeah, by the end of the series, he really broke down. The first 2 games, he was really good, and
Yeah.
then like yeah, by the end, he was like kind of laboring. Yeah, I think a full season with their head coach will be good for them too. I don't like the
Sure.
prospects of firing a head coach mid-season and then
Right.
trying to figure stuff out without a training camp. I think that's always kind of a bad call.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see next year. And I don't think I don't know. I don't think Doc Rivers is like that bad of a coach.
Right.
Like,
I mean, he has a championship.
yeah, for sure.
His teams win a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
There's blow leads. I'd rather do that than miss the playoffs every year, you know?
For sure.
Before we move on, though, I think Pat Beverly needs to be fucking suspended.
Oh, okay.
That
Yeah, you were pissed about this
is
whole ordeal.
insane. Like
Yeah.
that's like the fucking that's like pretty. It's getting shades
Don't compare
to
it
the
to the Malice
Malice
of
in
the
the
Palace.
Palace.
No, it is so
He
different.
threw a basketball at a fan. Someone else throws the ball back, and he whips it because he missed. He hit a woman, and then someone else threw the basketball back, and then he threw it at his intended target. That's you can't fucking throw shit at fans. What the fuck?
No, I think you should be. I think you should be suspended. Do not compare it to the Malice of the Palace, though. There's a difference between getting a ball thrown at you.
And
like those
someone
guys,
beating
those
the
guys
shit
were legitimately like cocking back and unloading haymakers on fans. Like that is insane. Like Ron Artest almost should have never played another game in the NBA.
Right.
Like imagine your entertainment product. Somebody like goes into the crowd and beats the shit out of somebody.
Right.
Like what? And even throwing a ball like. He's probably going to be suspended some amount of games to start next season. The thing is like, he might just never have a job in the NBA again because, like,
I'm
he's already
for
on the fringes.
I also fucking, it's the stupidest shit. The fucking, are you subscribed to my podcast? And then the reporter goes, no. And then he's like, okay, then I'm not answering your question. And she was like, okay, I guess, whatever. And then he, like, kept moving her mic away from his mouth. Like, you're such a clown, bro. Oh my fucking god. Like, how do you know that that person, like, even has YouTube? Like, I don't, there's a million things. And also, like, who gives a fuck about your fucking podcast? Like, you're in the playoffs. Well, he wasn't at that point, I guess. But still, like, oh my fucking god. That shit was pissing me off.
Is that, that
that's it.
That's your feelings on Pat Bev?
Yeah, I liked him, too. I actually listened to a lot of clips on his podcast. And I, no, until I get over it, I'm not going to be listening to his pod anymore.
I do not give a fuck about player podcasts. So I wasn't before, and I won't be listening to
What about the LeBron one? You like
I listened to, like, the first episode, and I'm not listening to an episode
Damn,
since.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't care about player podcasts. I listen to less podcasts in general these days. Podcasts kind of suck, like, once you realize that ours is the best in the universe, and that they're, like, basically every other one's just grossly minimal
imitation
that's just, like, honestly, like,
sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad. And, like, they say that that's, like, the most sincere form of flattery, but, like, I don't even know if it's flattering to even be called the same. We need to come up with a new name for what we do compared to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I have no segue. Okay. We're going to talk about Cleveland Orlando now.
That just happened today.
Just finished up today. Best series in the East, in my opinion. I enjoyed that more than New York Philly, but if you want to say New York Philly, that's fine. I love a game seven. And also, like, all the stars were good, and both teams, you know, like, kind of came out guns a blazing, I would say, because they're two defensively minded teams, and so, like, all the role players were, like, getting clamped, and then the two superstars were just hitting tough shots, like,
yeah,
which is the best kind of series is when ISO superstars look really good. I love that shit.
Is John Isaac, like, the best defender? Like, holy shit! Every single time, like, I see him, like, do anything defensively, it, like, blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
He was guarding Donovan Mitchell. He's like 6'8" or something.
Yeah.
Like John Isaac is. Like, he should not be moving that well.
No.
He's so good.
He's also a testament to, like, that, like Lonzo's going to be like that when he comes back, hopefully, because he missed, like, 3 years to his knee injuries. And so, like,
he just picked up his player option.
Yeah, I saw that. I hope Lonzo plays next year. And if he plays, I have faith that he'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a good story for Jonathan Isaac. I mean, he's like an ignorant, not ignorant might not be the word to use, but, like, some of his off court opinions I don't completely subscribe to. But,
I thought he was just super Catholic. Why? What else?
Like, he, like, refused to, like, kneel to go down on a knee for Black Lives Matter when his whole team was doing it after this shooting that happened when they were in the bubble.
True. Does he have, like, military ties or something?
No, nope. He was just like, I don't kneel for anybody except for God.
Okay, I see.
All right, buddy. Cool.
True.
Every interview that he gives, it's super, like, it's all about just God and stuff like that. So I find, like, I like his play style a lot. I like his playstyle a lot, but, like, I can't, like, get into him as a player off the court because it's like he's kind of one-dimensional. Anyway, he is sick. Paolo was really good in the series.
Really good.
He
wasn't that efficient today, but, like, no. like his team was sucking offensively. Like, he had to do literally everything.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was better than Mitchell from start to finish in the series, but it is what it is. You lose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You lose the series. That's how it goes. Because he put up 27, 9, and 4 on 46, 40, 76 throughout the series. And Mitchell put up 29, 5, and 4 on 46, 25, 82. The 25
What are just their stats without their percentages again?
27, 9, and 4 for Paolo. 29, 5, and 4 for Donovan.
It was pretty comparable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very close.
For sure. And I think the 40% 3-point shooting compared to 25% 3-point shooting with pretty comparable
Yeah, that's crazy.
everything else.
I did not realize Mitchell was that bad.
I mean, he had some stinkers early in the series. And even when he dropped 50, it was a lot of like getting to the rim, you know?
Yeah, slashing. Today, his jumper was nice.
Yeah, for sure. He looked great today. Powell looked good today, too. He tried his freaking best. And then, like,
Powell's getting no help, especially from
Wagner was so bad. Same with Suggs. Suggs was so bad. And Harris was, like...
I mean, Suggs, though, he was still doing, like, Josh Hart stuff, though. Like, he was still, like, getting steals and stuff. Also, like, I feel like he should have gotten two fouls on those threes. I think in one of them, they end up calling. Late in the game, he gets fouled on a three-pointer. And, like, the play before, he should have gotten fouled on that. Or they should have called that.
Oh, true. I did not want him taking threes by the end of the game. Yeah, by the end of the game, I was like, why is he taking
these? I know. But, like, I don't know. Franz just was scared. Like, he was passing shit up. Like, I don't know. What do you rather want? If someone's missing, the guy who's confident but is still missing, or the guy who's then scared?
Well, Franz went 1-for-13 and Suggs went 2-for-13. So I guess you would rather have Suggs in that situation. The biggest thing for me coming out of that game is, or coming out of the series in general, is Mitchell still has the juice in the playoffs.
Right.
And Paolo's ready. Paolo's here. I mean, he's like 22 years old. Like, this could feasibly be the worst playoff series we see for him for the next like 15 years of his career. Next 12 years of his career. I think like it was a real coming out party this season in general. And then the fact that like they had such a competitive first round.
Right.
Like, honestly, if Cleveland gets swept in the next round and like by Boston, even though they beat Orlando, Orlando's gonna be way happier going to the offseason than Cleveland.
Yes.
Because like going to 7 in the first round for them is sick. And like Cleveland like intentionally lost games to play against them.
Yeah.
And then still had to fight tooth and nail to a game 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that stuff. Yeah, they were literally dodging. Because they didn't know if it was going to be Miami or Philly, but they were dodging one of those two. They said, we'd rather play the Magic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least they won it. It's kind of like when the Clippers did that to get Dallas instead of Lakers, maybe?
Like a few years back, right?
Yeah.
Like, I hate that shit.
And then that went to 7, too. And that's when Kawhi had that insane. I think he had like 50 or something. Maybe nothing. But he had like, he was dummy.
He was so good in that series. Both of the two series, and they back to back played Dallas. He was really good. Speaking of Dallas, Los Angeles, we can go to the Western Conference now. They played this year.
Can't miss each other.
Dallas is so good.
Yeah.
It's the best Kyrie series I think I've seen. Kyrie. Probably since he was in Cleveland. So this is just the best Kyrie season he's had since he was in Cleveland, start to finish. He's been, he was a little bit hurt, but, like, he still played 50, 55 games. And, I mean, like, that's, like, a lot for Kyrie, if we're going to be honest. And, like, just happy, no problems.
No drama at all.
No drama. He was a perfect second banana on that team. Like, I thought he took a lot of pressure off of Luka all year long, and especially in this series, because I thought Luka was, for his like playoff standards, like kind of bad in this series.
What was crazy, there was a possession where the Clippers doubled off of Luka to double Kyrie. I don't think Luka like in his professional career has had someone double off of him.
But the Clippers are another team where like it's over. Like I mean,
well, Russ had an Instagram post, he wants to run it back.
Paul George and James Harden are both free agents this year, right? So I would imagine Paul George is probably going to be about $40 million per, and then James Harden will probably be $30 million per. And I don't know if
a lot of room.
I might let them both walk and trade Kawhi if I'm that organization. But the only problem is that they're so pick fucked that like maybe the way to go.
Also, it's a new arena. That's the big
thing. I know,
like,
but like
you can't just start a rebuild.
Like you watch that series. Like what could they change about that team that they're gonna be able to run it back next year?
If Kawhi was fully healthy, but I saw someone someone replied to a tweet. Someone had tweeted, man, if Kawhi was healthy in this series, and that tweet was from like 3 years ago, and someone's like, I go back to this tweet every year. Which is so true. I think if they have a fully healthy Kawhi, that they could they win that series.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't see it. I just don't see Kawhi being healthy on top of everything.
That's right.
And Paul George was terrible. Like, really bad.
By the end. I think early on he was really good, though. Him and Harden won them
Yeah, for sure. But he averaged less than 20 points per game.
Really?
In the series.
Oh,
yeah.
By the end?
Wow. Yeah. It was 19 and change.
Damn. Yeah, he was terrible. Like, game six, specifically.
Yeah, I don't know what the way forward is with them. Oh, no,
game six, game five or something.
Because, like, who on that team could reasonably have a jump next year and be better? Like, Kawhi won't be better next regular season than he was this year. Paul George, maybe. Like, I doubt it, though.
I doubt it.
James Harden, this feels like the best version of him on this team. Like, you think Bones Highland might be their biggest... Like, Bones Highland and, like, Amir Coffey are their young players. Terrence Mann and, like, Brandon Boston Jr. One of those guys would have to become, like a good starter. One of those guys would have to become like as good as Norm Powell for them to like reasonably be deep enough next year. And they're going to be in the second apron probably if they bring back Paul George and James Harden.
Right.
Which is tough. Which is really tough because I just don't think they have enough.
Because that limits you heavily.
But Dallas looks great. Dallas looks great. And they had a great, I keep raving about their trade deadline. I thought bringing in Gafford in Washington's really nice. I mean, I think the long-term thing of that is somewhere down
and
the road.
And Derrick Jones Jr. They got him at the beginning of the year.
But he's been great for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, made himself a lot of money this year because I think they picked him up on a minimum and he will not be getting a minimum next year.
Oh, he's up?
Yeah.
His contract's up? Wow. Yeah, he's turned into, like, a fantastic defender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... reliable enough three-point shooter to keep him out there, right? He's not just there for the defense.
Mm-hmm. And dunks.
Yeah, and dunks. And dunks for sure. I like this Dallas team. I think it's going to be a little bit tough for them just because they don't have the depth that OKC or Minnesota or Denver.
Yeah.
Well, Denver doesn't really have that depth either, but Denver has, like,
the best starting five.
Yeah, the best starting five.
I don't know. Depends on how you feel about Boston. But best starting five in the West, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Unless you think Mike Conley is that guy that he raises the floor in that Minnesota starting five.
Minnesota's got a pretty good starting five.
They got really good starting five. Just Mike Conley's the worst player on that starting five. And that's crazy.
Speaking of Minnesota, they beat the Suns. The Suns with Kevin Durant, but it didn't matter because they had McDaniels.
Yeah.
Which is such a funny quote. And it's also turned into like the jaw from a few years ago where it's like, oh, everyone just loves him now.
Yeah.
Like, there's this player. But he's, like, very much the opposite of jaw, where he's, like, so, like, humble. But which is weird. He's a very cocky person about himself, and he's very confident. But he's also, like, in every interview complimenting his teammates. Him and Kat have, like, the sickest, like, chemistry going on. Apparently the whole team has great chemistry. They hang out a lot. Like... He was like, yeah, I was telling Kat, just stop fucking fouling. You're our best offensive player. And then, like, Kat had, like, a fantastic game or something. And, he's just an awesome guy. The team has great vibes. Mike Conley was telling them all, like, hey, guys, like, we got to win this one for me. I don't know how many more chances like this I'll have. Like, they're just a cool team.
Mike, let me be 100% honest with you. Grind City was really good, and those Jazz teams you were on were really good. How about you win a championship on your own, you bum? Actually, he was really good in that first round. But yeah, Minnesota, I mean, we've seen one game of their second round series, too, which they did win.
When they
did
win. Against the reigning champs.
Yeah. Yeah, that series is going to be so good, I hope. That's what I thought about Minnesota-Phoenix, too. So maybe Minnesota will just
We didn't watch the... We didn't watch almost any of that game either, but because I was also on the fucking Game 7 Leafs.
Yeah.
I was telling you, like, I feel like this person doesn't exist, but if there were to be a Jokic stopper in the league, it's Rudy Gobert. Like, Rudy Gobert, like, really, like, in the Utah days, like, would hinder, like, Jokic, like, really no one else has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big problem for that series for them is, like, if Jamal can start, like, going, it's going to be really tough. Like, Jamal's been kind of bad throughout the playoffs. He's had some sick moments. I mean, we'll get to them. But, like, I think for that series, I'd be worried about what Jamal Murray's about to come out with at some point. Because, like, it's not even like he looks hurt or anything. He just hasn't really had a game that he's gotten, like, the shots to go down early where he gets, like, the 40-piece. But we'll see. Speaking of Denver, they played the Lakers and smoked them. They smoked them.
Yeah.
Gentlemen sweep.
Like before the second round had started, the Lakers already had fired their coach and every one of their assistant coaches, the entire coaching staff. That's an ass kicking if you make a team do that.
Of the two Los Angeles teams in Phoenix, like which of those teams do you think is the most fucked right now? Has the like which team do you see the least, the smallest window for contention from?
Oh, that is
Because I think
tough.
all of those teams are like, oh my,
Bone.
it's such a disaster for any of those three teams to lose in the first round.
I think Phoenix, I think the Brad Beal
The
contract
cap stuff.
is so brutal to
Yeah.
have 50 million, no trade clause, like of not that good of a player.
It's bad, yeah. He looked fine in the Minnesota series. Like, if he was getting paid 30 mil a year, I'd be like, yeah, you look good in the Minnesota series, but he's getting paid like 60, so. Yeah, I mean, I think them, I have no idea what the move is this summer. I guess they just have to run it back. I like the fact that they brought Grayson Allen back, secured that money before the offseason. Just, well, for two reasons. One, he fits with the team really well. I mean, led the league in 3-point shooting this year. It's nice to have cheap role players. But also, it's nice to have somebody that you can trade in the future. Because if it's all
Sure.
max dudes and min dudes, like, you're not going to be able to trade for shit.
Yeah.
But, like, they're going to be second apron.
He's
So
what, 11 mil or something?
I think he's more. I think he's like 15, 16
Oh,
million.
okay. No,
He's getting
deserved.
that, like, yeah, it's like the 3-point shooter. That's the Duncan Robinson, Joe Harris type, Luke Kennard type contract that you get after having a really good 3-point shooting season. Which is a little scary because of the Duncan Robinson, Joe Harris, and Luke Kennard contracts, those are good, terrible, and not that good.
Is the Buddy Hield around there?
Yeah, I mean, his contract's up. I think his was more. I think he got 20 million.
Okay.
But
Well,
he's like,
just because they could have.
he's also a better version of that
Yeah.
mold.
He's very consistent. I mean, LeBron is still so good. He was like dunking on dudes in transition at like the end of a game. Like he has like better conditioning than like so many players. Like it's insane. Like he's so old and like he looked like less gassed than like I don't even know, like Donovan Mitchell some games. Like it's insane.
They just don't have anything beyond their two stars. Like, even Austin Reaves, like, he's fine. But, like, if that's your third best player, you're fucked. Like, that's so bad. That's so
For
bad.
real, for real.
Because, like, he's closer to, like, a Reggie Jackson than to, like, an Aaron Gordon for, like, how, like, effectiveness in a playoff series.
Well, like their third best player is kind of D-Lo, but
He was bad, though. He had a stinky. I think. Well, we'll see. I bet you they
those
trade him.
last two games he was really bad.
Yeah, really like
Awful. Well,
atrocious.
0 points, right? Also in the
Yeah.
closeout game, the Tobias Harris.
Yeah. Really, really, really bad. And they still have him for another year. They need to make a trade this offseason. Throw their picks together, get
Right, I
Hachimura,
think
get
they get two
Reeves,
picks
get
now this
yeah.
offseason.
Hachimura, Reeves, and Russell. Like those three players and two firsts, you should be able to get something pretty nice
Get
out of
Kevin
that.
Durant.
Maybe. Would be really nice. Get Steph Curry.
There's an RDC. They made that joke where the Lakers players are like, Bron, you can't even say it was our fault. We were hooping. We had 10 points. And Bron gets on the phone with Curry and KD. He's like, "Oh, they said they were hooping. They had 10 points. Fuck, fuck this new era shit. We can still run it. Team up. Team up."
And we have one more series to talk about. That's all my thoughts on Denver, LA. The Lakers, like, that's enough.
I
Every
mean, Murray was so crazy. Did we talk about? Yeah, we talked about
the
this
two,
game,
yeah,
right?
we didn't talk about it specifically. Two game
Yeah,
winners is
that's
insane.
insane.
That's insane. That's really, really
And
good.
also the one, like the first one, the Lakers in that game were up by like 30 at one point, right?
Yeah, they were up by a
Okay.
lot in a bunch of the first few games of that
Yeah.
series.
Actually, yeah, didn't you say something like they were winning more than Denver was during that series?
Yeah,
And it
they
was a
spent more time.
gentleman sweep in
Yeah.
Denver's favor?
Yep.
That's so crazy.
Also, like, AD had a good series, but
Really, he had a great year.
is it not a little bit mind-blowing that, like, when Jokic gets him on the low post, it feels like he just moves him? I've never seen a
80,
player move AD like that.
true.
He would hit him with, like, a back down and then, like, little hook shot, and it felt like AD was, like,
Like a
fucking, like,
role player.
yeah, it felt like he was, like, Kelly Olynyk trying to defend him out there.
Right.
Like, he had no chance. That was mind-blowing. Because everyone else, like, AD defending everyone else that series was, like, S tier. And then on Jokic, he just seemed useless.
Well, that's why he wants to play power forward. He wants a center.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess.
We'll see. Also, like, yeah, LeBron on Aaron Gordon is not it. That was really tough to watch. A lot of blow-bys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, LeBron's turned himself into a one-way player. He's basically lost his defensive.
I think he's really good on, like, man-to-man defense, but whenever he's, like, off-ball, right. It is so bad. Like, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, last series, OKC versus New Orleans. Good job, OKC.
Yeah. Also, a series I didn't watch too much of.
Game one was close and game four was close. Mm-hmm. JV had a really good series. Just got to shout him out. Raptors legend. He had 15-11 on 52 from the field.
He was your player of the series.
Yeah, he was my New Orleans. For New Orleans. Because I thought he was, like, as good as Chet in that series, like, right. Which is crazy. Like, because he was kind of bullying Chet.
Yeah, which is
something that's, like, a little scary with him. Because, like, that kind of skinny, good defensive center, right. Like, you put something a little big on him, like... we'll see what who do they play in the next round? They play Dallas,
they're
right?
They're the one seed, so yeah, it would be Dallas.
So Dallas won't be able to punish that. But either of Denver or Minnesota feels like we'll like cook. Baby food that cook. Like yeah. Cook on Chet
for real.
And that's fine because Chet's a rookie. Like the
right.
OKC's in a similar spot to where Orlando is. They needed to win this series against New Orleans. That would have been, like, an all-time... like, if they lost that series, it would have been like, okay, what the fuck do we actually do? But at this point, it's, like, house money. Even if they lose to Dallas, unless it's, like, an uncompetitive series, like, if they lose in six to Dallas, like, they can just be like, oh, well, this is our first year making the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like even if it's not a competitive series, the only thing that it hurts is Shea. People are like, don't bring up Shea in MVP talk.
Yeah, that especially because, like, Shea versus Luka is, like, the best 2 yards in the league playing each other, right?
Right, theoretically.
Yeah. And depending on how you feel about Steph Curry.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. I don't know.
I mean, his playoff stats have been pretty bad, Steph Curry. I don't want to search it up off the top of my head, 0-0-0 on 0-0-0 from the field.
He didn't miss, though. They had no turnovers.
Yeah, no turnovers is huge. No fouls as well. No Wilt Chamberlain. Never fouling out a game. So what the next round series, I guess, we've talked a bit about them, but I guess we'll go from the ones that I care the least about to the ones I care more about. So Boston versus Cleveland. Whatever, who cares? I mean, it would be kind
of, unless, like, if Cleveland wins, like, Boston's has a more disappointing season than, like, I don't know, the Warriors or, like, Phoenix or, like, Clippers, whatever. Pick your most disappointing current. If Boston loses in the second round, it's crazy.
Yeah, they won't. It sucks that they're missing KP, but the silver lining is they're not playing that tough of a team in the next round where that's not going to, like, make or break their series.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Evan Mobley was good in the first round, but, like, you don't need a player to contain him. Like, Al Horford can contain Evan Mobley just fine.
I liked he was a little aggressive tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I thought he had a really good series. On the defensive end, I thought he was one of the more impressive players in the playoffs in general. I mean, he had a game-winning block.
I mean, he just needs to be their center, like, simply, I think.
Yeah, I would trade Allen this offseason. Because when Allen went down and Mobley was playing center for them, those lineups look great. Exactly. Like, those lineups look perfectly... It's not like it was like, oh, man, Mobley's not big enough. Like, Orlando is a bruising team.
Right.
Like, Paolo and Wendell are both, like, big. Like, neither of them are tall enough to be, like...
But they're strong.
But they're strong. Mm-hmm. Like, especially Wendell is, like, sneaky strong. I feel like, it, like, in grabbing boards and stuff like that, he's such, like, a nice little, like, glue guy, fifth starter center. I feel like he's going to be a long-term thing. They just need to upgrade their guards.
Right.
Orlando.
But Cleveland is fucked. Like, every single... like. Donovan Mitchell is not going to have a minute where he doesn't have either Jrue Holiday or Derek Wright as his primary defender.
Yeah. Yeah, and Garland, like, was kind of bad in the first series, and so, like, now he's going to have the other one of those guys on him. Like, that's not going to be good for him.
Oh.
The only thing I will say is...
what does the Celtics have for Max Strus?
Dead ass. Max Strus? Like, I want to see the playoff numbers against the Celtics. I swear, like, the last 2 years, and whenever Miami would play Boston, he was, like, a different man.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, actually... I would be a little bit worried. Not completely worried, but, like, Strus had some really, really good series against Boston.
He ended this series hot, too.
Yeah, for sure. I like some of their like depth on their team. Some of it's kind of I like George's Niang off the bench. Yeah. I think he provides I think he provides some good floor spacing. The problem is, like, when they get to the guards, like, what's their best guard off the bench? Like, if you think Caris LeVert's a 2, maybe him, but he's more of a wing than a guard, really. It's tough. Like the ball handling duties past Mitchell are like not great on that team because I
Right.
thought Garland was like a little bit invisible in that Orlando series. He wasn't like bad,
Yeah.
but not that
I
noticeable.
kind of feel like Garland has not really figured out how to play with Mitchell since they got Mitchell.
Yeah, for sure. It feels like a DeJounte Murray, Trae Young kind of
Yes.
pairing where it's like I feel like either of these guys are better if they're just on a
Yeah,
different team.
I agree.
Which if I'm speaking of a team Orlando needing guards, I would make a push
For
for
Trey.
any of those four guards. If any of those four guards become available and those teams want to blow it up, I would take DeJounte, I would take Trae Young, I would take any of that because they have Jalen Suggs take up one of their guard
Right.
spots, and he is like a perfect secondary guard where
Yeah.
he doesn't need the ball a whole lot. I mean, he shot the ball a lot in their first round series, but like I think ideally he's like your fourth starter.
On offense.
Yeah, on offense, like first on defense, that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cleveland Boston will be fun. The second
Kind of.
series, it'll be okay. It'll be fun. It'll be really fun if Cleveland wins.
It'll be really fun if Cleveland wins.
And if it's a close series, it'll even be fun. Like any amount of Cleveland competence against this Boston team will be like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, facts.
Next for series, for how much I care about this series, I'm gonna swing over to the West. We're gonna go OKC versus Dallas.
Yeah.
These next three series are all gonna be sick. Like Cleveland Boston's the only one that's like it's like mid. It's like
Right.
a five,
No, I
maybe a
agree. I
five out of
agree.
10 series. Dallas versus OKC will be fun. As we said, it's the best guard in the league is on the line.
Right,
Like,
potentially.
yeah, it's I feel like that throne could be taken by either of those players or Kyrie if he
Facts.
really wants. I mean, he outplayed Luka in the first round, so who knows?
Like Ant and Brunson aren't too far off, especially the way they've been playing. But yeah, you're right. It's Luka and
Yeah.
Shai. Those
Yeah,
are
for
the only two
sure.
right MVP thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, Ant is close. He's close. I'll have to see it for a little bit
A
longer
little bit more.
of a
I
period of
know, but he
time.
keeps proving
I know he
it.
keeps
So
proving
far,
it.
so good.
So far, yeah, and he's a much better defender than
Luka.
Luka at the very least. And then like him
A
and
little
Shai
less than
are
Shai.
like, yeah, but I think they're in the same
Yeah, they're
tier,
close.
if not a half tier apart. Yeah, that series should be very jokes. The thing that I'd be very worried about if I'm Dallas is Jalen Williams. I just think like Derrick Jones Jr. or PJ Washington is okay on him, but Jalen Williams had a really good series against New Orleans, and they had Herb Jones
Right.
and then Trey Murphy on him. And I think both those guys are better, more sound defenders.
True.
And obviously, like it's a completely different series because you got to worry about different things when you're playing like a good team versus like the worst team by far in the playoffs,
Yeah.
which isn't their fault. Zion was hurt, but like New Orleans wasn't a serious team,
No.
and that's the thing that would make me swing more towards Dallas is that New Orleans wasn't that serious and they had a
Miami
couple
kind of
close
sucks too.
games. Yeah, Miami sucked too, but there's like their coaching is so fucking good
Elite,
that
yeah.
like even though I
Basically.
think their roster in the playoffs is probably worse.
Than New
Than what
Orleans.
New Orleans was putting out there. Just because, like, I think Ingram, McCollum, Murphy, Jones, and Valanciunas
Valanciunas.
is like a fine starting five. Like,
Yeah.
that's, it's okay. Feels like it's one superstar away, which is like
Which is Zion.
how they built that team. Which
But
is so disappointing. That's so disappointing that we didn't get to
the
see him in the playoffs.
Yeah, he has played one postseason game, and it doesn't matter. It was a play-in. The stats don't even exist. John still don't understand that, but whatever.
Whatever, yeah. I feel like
Yeah.
it should be part of your playoff stats. I don't know, though.
Whatever. Yeah. Wait, should we make picks? I
I'm
mean,
down. We can
obviously.
make picks after we
Okay.
talk about all the series, So what are we on? The second most exciting series? The New York versus Indiana
Right.
series?
Yeah, this would be my third, but yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, the thing is, it's got high fun factor. Like,
True.
Indiana's a fun team to watch. And it's
Well,
very,
and its styles clashing.
yeah, for sure.
Offense
Yeah.
versus defense.
Two very
Grind it out.
well-coached teams as well. Like, I think Tibbs is, like, yeah, not somebody I would want to coach against.
Right.
And Carlisle has done a really good job with this Indiana team. And it's a testament to him how, like, he basically ran the team through Siakam for the first round,
Yeah.
which is something he didn't do much when they got Siakam. So he basically made a whole new offense just to specifically combat this Milwaukee
Do you
team.
think it was that, or was just that because Siakam has the most playoff experience, that's why?
I don't know, because they were going to Siakam early and often, even in game one. Like,
right. You're thinking if it was the other one, maybe they would try it and then switch.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cause, Rick Carlisle, first series win since finals.
Yeah.
2011.
Crazy.
Also, apparently, this is according to Band McMahon from the Hoop Collective podcast, who reports in Dallas. He was saying, apparently, a lot of the times, Rick Carlisle will be very frustrated with guard defense on the Mavericks, but he wouldn't ever want to really point out Luka, you know, because he doesn't want to, like, piss Luka off. So, apparently, there was a lot of times in, like, video rooms and stuff where Brunson was getting a lot of, like, the heat for it and, like, really getting pointed out and stuff. Brunson, I think, ends up playing, like, 10 minutes in the Game 7 where Kawhi goes crazy, which is Carlisle's last series. He like basically just didn't trust Brunson. And like I think that year he was saying he was like third in sixth man of the year voting or something. Like he was like pretty good off the bench, but like just Rick Carlisle had really no trust for him. And Brunson sort of started blooming after Carlisle. So it's a little bit of the Brunson revenge going on.
Yeah, okay, that's nice. I didn't know that. I didn't know that little storyline going in.
Yeah.
I also really like Miles Turner for the defensive centers that New York has, because like it, like, he's going to get hot in one or two of the games from three, and they're going to have to be out there on him. And that, like, blows up New York's defense so much, because they're very much a keep one guy down low. They run a zone where they keep somebody in the middle, like, always. And I find Indiana is a good zone breaker team, because they have lots of three-point shooting role players. Like, obviously Haliburton can, but, like, Nembhard can, Naismith can. Turner, as I said before, is, like, an above-average center shooter. Pascal can shoot, was shooting the three, like, surprisingly well in that first round. No, he shot 27% from three. He shot the ball as well as Pascal shoots.
He can shoot.
Yeah, but he can shoot. You got to put somebody out there. The thing with somebody like Pascal, too, is he's very crafty. And so if you don't get out there on him, he's able to kind of exploit it and get some space to get to his mid-range shot, which is really where his bread is buttered. But yeah, that's that series. Unless you have any more Indiana.
No, that's an exciting series.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think Haliburton, if his shot doesn't come back, they're pretty fucked.
Yeah, I like the role players a lot. Also,
is this the first time? Oh, for sure. It'll be this is OG versus Pascal. So Raptors making the conference final, and ex Raptors making the conference final.
That'll be sick.
That is sick. Is OG gonna guard Pascal?
Probably.
Oh,
I feel like he's
tight.
The number one option, right?
Yeah.
We might even see Precious guard him if Precious gets some minutes off the bench.
Precious, they're learning what Precious is not that good at basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tibbs loves him, too. So that's something that I think broke his heart. Was learning that this hardworking guy has no skill. Because, like, Josh Hart is sneakily skilled.
Yeah.
Because, like, you think of him as just, like, an effort and, like, just, like, a, you know, intangible kind of guy. But he does some cool tangible stuff, you know?
Yep. He can make good – he can make crap layups through contact. He can shoot a little bit.
He's a really good cutter.
Yeah, Precious is really athletic.
I mean, he has got insane defensive versatility. Like, in terms of centers in the NBA, like, if any starting and backup center, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find 10 centers to have more ability to guard, like, wings and stuff like that. His feet are really good on that.
He's pretty bad at guarding the centers.
Yeah, that's nice. But they play him a power forward a lot, because they have Robinson and
Hardenstein. Yeah, they do that a lot.
And I think that position is just better for him. But, like, he can't shoot enough.
Right.
Which sucks, because we thought he could for, like, a little bit. A couple months. And if he ever learned, like, if he could even be a 35% three-point shooter.
Like,
oh,
Miles,
my God. Yeah, like, he would be, it would change the outlook on him completely. And it's also very surprising that his footwork is so good on defense and so bad on offense. It's crazy, because he shuffles his feet really well on defense. But on offense, that's gone. Like, it makes no sense. But to go to the best series, like, could be the NBA Finals. The two teams I was the most impressed with in the first round, personally. Minnesota and Denver. What a series. I feel like it's going to be really, really good. Tons of talent on both teams. The role players, like, are all so sound. Like, there's no players in either starting lineup that I'm like, oh, he could be a problem.
Right.
Like, we're talking about teams where, like, the worst role players are, like, people like KCP or Mike Conley. Like, vets who have been,
awesome.
Like, KCP's been to the mountaintop, and he's, like, maybe the best like fifth starter that you can even like for that mold to think of, because he grinds on defense, he can make shots, and like you put the ball in his hands, he puts the ball on the floor. It's not great, but like for your fifth starter, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like he wins a championship with the Lakers, they trade him for Westbrook, and then he finds his way to the Nuggets, and 2 years later wins another championship.
I don't know. Was he traded for Monte Morris? Because obviously he went to Washington for Westbrook. And Monte Morris ended up in Washington from Denver because he used to be their backup point guard.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And if that is the trade, yikes. But, I mean, it's the Washington front office. Like, what do they really know?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, that series is fantastic. You must be nervous.
I'm really nervous as a Denver fan. Honestly, my biggest emotion right now is I'm very heartbroken about Orlando. Right. I really wanted Orlando to pull off that series win. It makes me very, very sad.
Honestly, driving over literally today, I was thinking, I kind of want Denver to lose.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying I think they're going to lose, but I would, I think, because then you're guaranteed a new champion. I think that's really cool. To get like to get people to get more rings. I know you want the Jokic legacy. I like seeing.
Also, we haven't had a dynasty in a little bit, and I know that, like when I first got into the NBA, it was like the era of like Golden State, and so like it's kind of weird that I've gone back on that. But like we've had like six different champions in the last 6 years or something like that, which is like the first time in forever since like the 70s that's happened.
Right, like the last repeat is the last Warriors championship.
Yeah,
like since us, it's been a new champion every year,
which is insane. Yeah, I really want Denver to win, but that's no secret. I think I honestly we'll see. It's hard to judge based off of one game.
Yeah.
But Edwards looks so good. Edwards looks so good.
I know, and Murray hasn't found it yet.
I know.
But he's a clutch guy. One of like one of the best clutch guys. Edwards is also so sweet in their post conference. He's like, it's always good when you're facing the best player in the world. The best team in the world. They have the best clutch player in the world. They have the best 3-point shooter in the world. I was like, no, they don't. But you're being nice.
Also, my dreams of Canada having the best backcourt at the Olympics have been dashed because it looks like it's going to be Curry and Edwards as their starting backcourt. But Shane Murray's good. It's really good is an understatement. It's amazing,
right?
But like. Edwards looks so good. Like, he might be the guy on Team USA this summer. Like, he gives me vibes of being, like, the go-to guy. Because, I think the older guys, like, probably won't want to, like, take that many, like, shots on that team. I feel like they're not there to, like, put their bodies through a lot.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, if LeBron ends up playing, which he probably will. Like, I think, like, if the player's out already.
And KD.
Yeah, and Curry will probably be there. Like, I doubt Kawhi. I'm surprised that they put Kawhi and Embiid. Kawhi and Embiid, I hope they don't play. Because, like, they already, like, were hurt. I just wouldn't want them to do that. I want both those guys to have healthy off seasons.
Yes. Lost the rest.
But other than that, like, that team's going to be scary. Also, like, they have so much, like, Brunson didn't even make the team. So, like, oh, I guess they don't get Kawhi. They just get Jalen Brunson. What a tough
Kyrie loss. Did not make the team.
I mean, it kind of makes sense that Brunson and Kyrie will make the team, though. Too many chefs, you know?
Right.
Too many chefs.
Get some bigs.
Yeah, like having Holiday as their last guard instead of those guys makes total sense. Like, if I'm picking a fifth guard for a team like that, like, Brunson's cool.
Right, but I already have Curry.
Yeah, I already have Curry and Edwards do that kind of stuff. Exactly. Like, I would much rather have, like, a Holiday, like, a specialist kind of player.
Yeah, like, to face us.
Mm-hmm.
Put on Shea. All right. I think we, let's make the picks.
Oh, facts. Okay. So for Indiana versus New York.
Yeah.
I think that my pick would be, I think it's New York. I think it's New York in six would be my pick. I think Indiana gets two games off.
I like that. I agree.
Boston, Cleveland. I think it's a gentleman's sweep. I think Cleveland does get a game because I think.
Boston does that.
Sometimes. Yeah. Like they'd never sweep teams. That's and also true. Like Mitchell, I feel like Mitchell's.
Like, Mitchell had 50 and a loss.
And like the crazy thing is Mitchell could be the best player in that series.
Right. Yeah, Tatum's not been that good.
No, Tatum was not that good. Derek White was the best player for them in the first round.
Right. I'll say Boston sweep just because it should be.
I'll say the gentleman sweep for that. For OKC versus Dallas,
ooh.
My pick is Oh man, what do I think that this series is
So
gonna
that's
do?
a tough. These next two are both really tough to pick.
I'm gonna pick Dallas in seven. I think either
Okay.
OKC wins it in like six or less, but if it goes seven, I would put money on
Yeah,
Dallas.
Luka game seven.
Yeah, Luka and Kyrie just have
Yeah, Luka and Kyrie.
way more reps than Shea and and Jalen Williams
Yeah,
and
I like
Chat.
that. I like that. I'll say in six. I'll say like
Dallas
in
in six,
Dallas
eh?
in six.
Okay, nice. And then Denver versus Minnesota. I'm taking Denver to sweep.
Yeah, we've already seen the first game, so it's a little bit easier to pick. And I'm just gonna ride that bias train of that first game. I'm gonna go T-Wolves. I'll say in seven. I'm not gonna disrespect Denver
Taking Denver in five.
like that.
Next
Oh,
question.
are you actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
Miami took a game, like the first or second game in the finals
yeah.
last year. And everyone was like, oh, Miami might beat this Denver team. And then
Right,
they didn't do shit.
right. Denver figures it out. They have a good coach too.
I would take them in six. I think Minnesota is not going to lose four games in a row, but I have a lot of faith still that Denver is going
Is
to win
winning.
this series. I feel like great
They lost
players.
home court though. It's tough.
Yeah, I just feel like a player like Jokic, he gives me the kind of LeBron vibes, and that like as the series goes on, they kind of figure stuff out about the other
Right.
team because they're just that level of player. And I just think like it's almost like we haven't seen the best version of Denver yet. Like they kind of dealt with the Lakers, but it was like weren't playing their best
Yeah,
basketball.
that's true. Right.
And I would be surprised if Minnesota beats them in like less than seven. But
Yeah.
I don't hate the Minnesota in seven pick. I hope this series goes to seven. I mean, I hope all these series go pretty deep. It would be fun for all of them.
Yeah.
Because we got one game seven in the first round, which is cool. That was awesome. But wish it was from like a more joke series, like Clippers
Yeah.
versus Dallas game seven, or like New York versus Philly
Philly game
game seven
seven.
would have
Oh,
gone
that would have
hard.
been sick. In the garden,
Yeah.
that would have been insane.
But like honestly, Orlando versus Cleveland was just nice because Paolo and Mitchell were both so good at the end of the
Right.
series, and then they both had really good game sevens.
True.
Paolo, two games with over 35 points per game, and I searched it up, or over 35 in one single series, and I searched it up, and the only people younger than him to do that is like LeBron, Luka, Tracy McGrady,
Oh, wow.
like great
Good
players, Hall of Famers.
company.
Yeah, I mean like
T-Mac surprises me because he wasn't that good in Toronto.
I know, but we drafted him out of high school. So like
Oh, he was so young.
his first series in Orlando, he was younger than Paolo is now.
Got it.
Yeah.
True. Nice. In
Two
that same
Orlando
jersey.
legends. Yeah, for sure. I mean like the thing with everyone talks about San Antonio with like the three first, like the Robinson to Duncan to Wembanyama thing, and Orlando's kind of got that going on too. They got the Shaq to Dwight to Paolo thing,
Right, of the bigs.
and like Paolo's got a
Actually, both of them, yeah. Both franchises, it's all bigs. That's cool.
Well, first overall pick, like usually historically, it's less common now, but
Right.
historically it's usually bigs.
True.
We've had a few guards in the last few years left between Cade and Edwards and Fultz.
Yep. Jaw. No, that was
Jaw in
yeah,
here
you're
too,
right.
yeah. Because Simmons isn't really a guard. Like Simmons
Yeah.
is more of a big,
He's like a power
really.
forward.
Yeah. I wonder what he's going to be up to next year.
I don't know.
How much time do we have left on we have time for one quick little quiz for you, Anthony. A little quick quiz.
Okay.
You can all look at my computer right now. So.
I look at the back of
Yeah.
it? Can I
Lakers.
look at your keyboard? I don't know why I moved so far to the right.
I don't know if you know this, but LeBron just played the Denver Nuggets
Oh,
in a
okay.
playoff series.
LeBron James?
Yeah, he did, LeBron
Okay, yeah,
James.
I know him.
And officially, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray are both in the top 10 all time for most points scored in the playoffs against LeBron James total. Because
Wow.
they played each other last year in the sweep, and they also went to seven when, or it did go to seven. Or did it go to six when the Lakers won the championship in the conference
Oh,
finals?
okay,
That series
right.
went pretty deep, though.
Yeah, I feel like six sounds right.
So those guys are both technically in the top 11 because there's a tie at 10th place.
Got it.
Can you name the other nine players who have scored the most points against LeBron in the playoffs?
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant is sixth.
Wow, Steph Curry.
Yeah, he's number one by like 200.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, he's number four.
Oh.
By the way, it's all Eastern Conference guys now. Obviously, just because they play him in more series, right? Like LeBron was in the East for
Oh,
most of his career.
of course, Paul Pierce.
Yeah, he's number two.
Okay. Is it Dwayne Wade?
No. I don't know. I don't think they ever played each other in the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, who was LeBron? Oh, it's Kyle Lowry?
Nope.
DeMar DeRozan?
Nope. No, we sucked. Those guys had bad series whenever we played them, too. Sure. So, like, yeah.
Paul George?
Yeah, Paul George is fifth.
Okay.
You still need to name one, two, three, four players.
Is Kevin Garnett?
Yep, Kevin Garnett's number three.
Then is it Ray Allen?
No. No. Okay. These guys are not...
No more Celtics?
There's actually one more Celtic.
Rondo?
Yeah, Rondo.
Okay.
And then both of the last two guys, both of them actually played on the same teams against LeBron.
Okay, like they were teammates?
Yeah, they were teammates against LeBron for most of the series. They both played
Dwight LeBron. Howard?
No.
Okay. Who was LeBron beating all the time? He's beating Indiana, he's beating us, he's beating Orlando. It's Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And then who is Derrick Rose's teammate? There's no way it's Dragic is on the Heat. Mm-hmm. And it's not Joakim, right? Is it Joakim Noah?
No, okay. No. This guy's highest scoring series against LeBron, he was not in Chicago, okay. But he did have one series in Chicago where it was like high 20s per game. Like he was a star when he played him in Chicago. So,
oh, okay. He played with D Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I am blanking. All I'm thinking of is Joakim Noah. But the other times that he played, so is he more known for playing him on a different team?
Yeah, but like just because that other team is his current team. Like I would say, yeah, I would say he's just more in general known for playing on another team.
Okay.
But he's still a Bulls legend. Like he played years in Chicago, like six, okay. 7 years.
Gotcha. I'm blanking. Is he currently in the NBA?
Yep. He played LeBron in the finals on this other team.
Oh, interesting. Is it a Heat player? It's Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you said, is it a Heat player? And then you like had a pause, and I was like, is he not going to, like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, Jimmy Butler, which is, like, a little bit strange. That's the weird thing. He's, like, more known as a Heat player now, but he played a lot of time in Chicago. He is a Bulls legend. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's not a Jersey retirement guy, but, like, he was the guy in Chicago for a couple years, you know?
Right.
It's his second team for sure, I would say. And then, like, Minnesota and Philly are both a little bit forgettable.
Such a weird trade. It's like, Chicago got the better end of the deal compared to Minnesota. But, like, kind of, Chicago still wishes they didn't do that trade. Because, like, he ends up in the Heat way better than Wiggins or Zach LaVine.
Also, like the thing that you need to remember for Lauri Markkanen, who is the second piece of that trade,
is he was ass.
Is like, yeah, and like he was part of a bunch of big trades. He's part of the Donovan Mitchell trade too.
Right.
But like he was never that good. And then like him being a star now is kind of weird. Yeah. Which is honestly a really cool storyline. I like that. Like a player who was kind of like a lottery pick, like had a ton of potential and people saw a vision with him and it doesn't work out, gets the right like situation.
That'd be like if Fultz was like a star in Orlando.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the it's,
well, Fultz is number one.
Fultz is number one. I don't even know what the comp
would
be. Yeah,
because there's a million lottery picks. They're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Marvin Bagley.
Yeah. He was probably, yeah, no, honestly, Marvin Bagley's not a bad shout. Good old Lauri Markkanen. I like Lauri Markkanen. I hope he finds his way to a new team where he can be like, he's like a third option, like, holy shit, that's really nice.
Right.
But, like, him being the number one option, I think we've seen the ceiling on that.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, like, it's tough to be the number one option on a team that wins 30 games. Like, there's only, like, legitimately, there's probably only, like, 30, 40 guys on the planet Earth that can be the guy on an NBA team that wins 30 games.
Right.
So that's impressive. But, right. Like, you know.
Yeah, because you'd even think Cade is that guy, and his team wasn't even sniffing that.
Yeah. Like he is, like, this year, if you were like, I need to win a championship this year, who would you rather have? I'd probably take Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you know they're both leaving the team after this year.
Yeah, like I'm the GM of this team, and my the owner's like, you need to win a championship this year. I don't care what you do. If you don't win a championship, you lose your job. I'm
Right.
like, I'm probably trading Cade for Lauri Markkanen if that's the best offer I can get.
The finisher, good nickname too.
Yeah, unreal nickname.
Yeah.
Really good nickname. It's kind of crazy when like lower level players get sick
Cool
nicknames.
nicknames.
Yeah.
Yep. Like Time Lord.
Yeah, Time Lord's unreal. Time Lord's really good. Minister of Defense, I really like for Jonathan
Oh, for
Isaac.
John Isaac.
I'm trying to think of another player. I'm trying to think of
B-ball Paul's cool.
a. Yeah, B-ball Paul's really good. He's kind of ass.
He does play b-ball though.
Yeah, I'm trying to that Philly team. They have so much cap space, so we'll see what they get up to. But
yeah,
like oh my.
Well, I mean, this is like, I heard someone saying this. I'm trying to remember who said it. Oh, Kenny was saying this. He was saying, in our lifetime, this is the most important Philly offseason.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They have so much cap space, and this like sets up so much because like. Well, you're going to re-sign Maxey for sure. Do you re-sign Tobias? Because is he going to get paid if he goes somewhere else? Probably not.
Well, I've heard Detroit connected to him, and they have like $65 million in cap, and there's not a whole lot of free agents. I could
right.
see them giving him 3 years, $30 million.
I see. Yeah, or Clay.
Yeah, or Clay. I don't think Clay would do that. I've heard that he wants to take a pay cut and stay with the Warriors.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I want him to stay. Also, like, the Clay hate is insane. Like, somebody was, like, talking about, like,
well, also 0 points, right?
I know.
I
get it, but there was like I forget it was like a Twitter poll, and it was like most asked like player this season, and like he like won it over Scoot, and I was like, that's such recency bias.
Right.
Clay was way better than Scoot this year.
Yeah,
like,
I remember
way better
during the year. People are like, oh damn, Clay's back. Like,
yeah.
like people were like, I was worried after his injury because he was asked. And then, yeah, this year he was actually good, and then he just ended it
like,
really bad.
He led the league in free throw percentage. And
oh,
like,
wow, I didn't know that.
Like, leading the league in free throw percentage isn't that sick, but it's a pretty major stat
right.
still.
That's the Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I mean, like, but still, like, if you're an over 90% free throw shooter, that is so nice for your team. That is just so nice. Yeah, it's so crazy that Curry has had multiple teammates lead the league in free throw percentage.
Right, and he's done it, like, a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, my last thoughts on the first round teams. I'll give you my how over is it index for all of them. Okay.
Okay.
The Magic 0%. It's not over. It's just beginning. The Magic we're chilling. Miami, it's over. Miami is like a code. Miami's a light code red.
Okay.
I'm a little bit scared.
Lighter red.
Milwaukee's a heavy code yellow. It's like it's starting to get scary, but we're not in
yeah,
code
we're not
red.
In orange yet.
Yeah. Philadelphia, we're like a light code yellow, but if they fuck up this offseason, like they could be in code red by the time the next like the
right.
ball tips next season.
So maybe we'll say orange.
Yeah, they're in orange for sure. The Clippers are in a light code red.
Yeah.
They got re-signed their dudes this offseason. Like,
right.
uh-oh. The Lakers are in a heavy code red.
Yes.
I very much
what,
do
what
not
do you
think
do?
That they can build around this. Phoenix is code black. They're dead. And New Orleans is like...
The lights stop working.
Yeah, like New Orleans is like a light code yellow. I don't know.
It's
how much
tough.
Was really at stake for them this
yeah,
year?
Nothing.
Like how good... Listen, I don't know.
I mean, the light code yellow is like this Zion thing is becoming a problem.
Yeah,
that's it, really.
Yeah, I mean they're not like Orlando's like way code green.
Yeah,
like,
they're chilling.
That's so like they're the only team that like I'm happy
of
even though I lost
left.
In the first round.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, like Phoenix is fucked.
Yeah,
it's so bad for them.
Yeah, and KD might leave. Yeah, that shit's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my biggest takeaway. Is just how sad I am that Mason Plumlee's out of the playoffs.
Bro, he was so bad in the first round. He was so bad.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that they had a fucking clone in there. Or
right.
somebody wearing a
the
Plumlee
real
suit.
Mason Plumlee's fighting
yeah.
aliens like Space Jam style.
The real Mason Plumlee is chained up in the Crypto.com arena basement right now. They won't let him out. They won't let him out. That's fucked.
Because they want to win the chip with him in the new arena.
Facts. Good old Plum. They should call it the Plumlee Arena.